Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 15th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 5.5 cents, July wheat down 10.5 cents, and July beans down 19.75 cents. Corn made a new contract low here overnight. We got down to 355.25 on July corn. D's corn got down to 377.75. The December corn missed the new contract low, I think, by about a penny and a half. The beans are at the lowest levels we've seen since February of 16, despite the smaller carryouts. Obviously, President Trump announcing the $50 billion in tariffs against the Chinese. I mean, this is nothing new, but it looks like it's coming to fruition. What's the Chinese response going to be? Everybody thinks they're going to immediately retaliate with $70 billion worth of tariffs of their own. Mexico came out this morning and said they're looking at putting tariffs on $4 to $5 billion worth of U.S. goods. So, you know, there is no good news here at the moment. Now, the trade wars continue. Secretary of State Pompeo was in China talking to the Chinese ministers. They're trying to work something out. Anything could turn this thing around on a dime. We are incredibly oversold, due for a rally, but it looks like people are piling on. Last night in my email, I wrote that when the last time the embargoes or the tariffs were announced on the pork trade back in April, we broke the market about 7 to 8% and made the lows in the next day or two, and then we rallied $11.00 in the hogs. So if the Chinese do make some announcement, you know, sometime within 24 hours of that, I think the low will be made in this market. And, you know, again, I think we're incredibly oversold. We've blown the funds out of their long bean positions. I'm guessing they're out of corn. I'm guessing they're close to being out of the meal. They're short oil. I think they're about even in wheat. So, you know, if we can get this thing to turn around on a dime, it would be beautiful, but I don't know that that's going to happen today or tomorrow or anytime soon. The weather around the country looks very hot and dry over the weekend, maybe record heat, but it only lasts through Sunday, starts to cool off Monday, and then we're back to 80 degrees and some scattered rains, so we don't see much problems there for the time being. So the dollar got, you know, got up to 95 and change here this morning. It's backed off a little bit lower on the day. But amazingly, the bonds, despite interest rate hikes, are up 2 points since the announcement was made. I don't quite get it, but that's what it is. So overall, you know, you're just looking for a place to buy something. We keep rolling down puts. We've had more opportunities to roll down puts than I would have thought possible. So it's been fast and furious. I hope you've had some protection out there. I don't know what to tell you. I certainly wouldn't be doing it down here. But it doesn't mean that we couldn't go down to maybe 875 or 850 in these beans. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.